From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Good to see you all again. Today I want to talk about the gear that I'm currently using to film these videos, or to record the sound if you're listening to the podcast. And I've made some progress, I think. A few episodes ago, you may have seen the video of me going to the hospital for the blood examination to try to find out why I'm so tired all the time. I had filmed that entire video just using my phone. I wasn't even using the Chinese gimbal that I bought. Here it is. This is the very cheap, low-budget Chinese-manufactured gimbal that I used in Rome, for instance, to stabilize the footage. And I was using the iPhone to film. Now, the iPhone, of course, has a very small lens, and because it was already pretty dark when I was going to the hospital, dark outside, it didn't really result in very good quality video. A second problem that my iPhone has started to show, this is a slightly older iPhone 6 Plus, you may have heard the entire uproar about people discovering that Apple was deliberately slowing down some of the older iPhones. And this has to do with the deteriorating quality of the battery. After a couple of years, the battery is just not able to deliver peak performance. And so Apple was slowing down these iPhones. For my particular Model 6 Plus, this had the downside of creating problems with filming. It just is not able to keep up with the 30 frames per second of the video app. And so you would get all these frame drops that would cause the audio to go out of sync, which made editing and repairing these problems an incredible pain. And the entire idea of filming with the gimbal and the phone was to save myself some time, to keep it simple. Well, right now, with this phone, until I change the battery or find another phone, it's no longer a good device to use for these episodes. And so I took my old – well, my old – it's not old. It's brand new. But I have a Canon ATD. It is a DSLR, which I bought for my filming. I wanted to bring the TV programs that I – the produce on a slightly higher level, having a little bit more options when it comes to lenses. So I got this DSLR. That is the device that I'm currently filming this with. And that Canon ATD came with this lens that I'm holding here in my hand. It's a pretty heavy lens. I would say it's like about half or perhaps even more than half the weight of the camera itself. And the DSLR itself is already pretty heavy. And so this is a very good lens. It goes from 18 millimeters, which is a pretty big wide angle, to 135 millimeters, which is really versatile, especially when I'm, for instance, in Rome and I have to film in a lot of different circumstances. Having one lens that can do both wide angle and zoom and telelens is a really, really big advantage. The only downside of this lens is that it's not a very fast lens. Now, I may have to explain this to those of you that are not familiar with these terms. The faster a lens, the more light it is able to let through to the sensor of the camera. But of course, the faster the lens, the more light sensitive it is, the more expensive it is. And since this lens just came with the DSLR, it's not a very fast lens. So it's fine when it's outside, when you're walking around on St. Peter's Square and the sun is shining and the skies are blue. But as soon as you enter the catacombs in Rome, then it can become very grainy. The image can get very grainy. The other downside is that this lens, even though it is wide angle, it's still 18 millimeters, which means that if I'm holding the camera, and I'm going to give a small demonstration to those of you that are watching the video instead of just listening, I've mounted the camera on a Gorilla tripod, and I'm holding it at arm's length, and which is already pretty heavy. And if with the kit lens, the widest angle would be 18 millimeters. And I'm going to show you on the lens that I'm currently using what that looks like. So I'm zooming all the way into 18 millimeters, and my face covers most of the image. You can see a little bit of what is behind me. In this case, it's just my bookshelves, but it's just basically my face, which is fine, perhaps, if you're watching this on a phone. But if you're watching this on a big screen TV, it is like I've got this giant face. And of course, when I'm walking around in the type of videos that I produce, I want to show more of the background. And that is why I've now mounted another lens, which I recently purchased. It is a 10 millimeter wide angle, like a super wide angle, to 18. So it's when it's zoomed in all the way, it is as wide angle as the original kit lens, but I can zoom it all the way back to 10 millimeters. And that shows you like the entire room behind me. You can see the door to the balcony with a little bit of the remaining daylight. But behind me, you can see the entire bookshelves. And on my right, you can see the mess on the cupboards where I keep all my wires and all the technology stuff that I should really start to sort out and clean. So this lens will enable me to walk around and show people what's going on. And I can still hold it at the same distance as my phone, as the DSLR with the other lens, but it will show a much better image. I'm super excited about this. The final improvement, and you may have already noticed this, even if you're not watching the video, you can hear it. The audio quality. On the phone, I'm never using the internal microphone of the iPhone. That is honestly one of the weakest points of the iPhone. Even on the newer models, the iPhone 10, iPhone 8, the microphones are not very good. They may be fine if you want to make a phone call, if you want to use FaceTime, but if I'm filming what is in front of me and I'm talking over it, it will still use the camera that is mounted next to the lens, the front lens. And so my voice will get all muffled. And it's really not very good quality sound. That's why I was using a small lavalier microphone. So it's a wired microphone that I would connect to my phone. But for the Canon ACD, I'm using a Rode microphone that is mounted on top of the DSLR, and you can tell the difference it makes. I'm not wired at all. I'm not attached to the camera other than by my hand, which is, by the way, getting very, very tired. Holding up a heavy DSLR, it's definitely more fatiguing than filming with a phone. So I'm just going to put it back on the desk here. I need to do some strength training for these videos, but the audio is so good, and audio is, I think, much more important than you may think. Especially in video, people tend to focus a lot on the lenses and on the image quality, but really the audio, if you can't understand what someone is saying, if the audio is over-modulating, for instance, then it is influencing the impact of the video itself. So I'm super excited with this very small but very, very good microphone as well. You can find links to all this stuff, to the models that I've talked about, the microphone, in the show notes on Trideo.com, Trideo.com. And of course, I'd love to hear your comments. If you want me to talk more often about these technical things, or if you have any questions, let me know in the comments. I always love to hear from you. And if you have more other types of questions, keep in mind that my patrons have access to a special podcast feed. It's patrons only, in which I answer all your questions. So let me know if you have any questions. I'd be glad to answer them. If you want to become a patron, go over to patreon.com/FatherRoderick. I will see you soon. Keep in mind, there is also a long-form audio podcast called The Walk, and that one is also available for everyone on Trideo.com, Trideo.com. I'll see you soon. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And God bless.